John Ronnie Warner is a transporter at the IU Ball Memorial Hospital in Muncie, Indiana. His job is relatively simple, but important.
Yeah, storage. It's been a while since I've been over there.
He takes patients and equipment all throughout the hospital.
Okay, I know right now.
However, he has faced many challenges in his life.
So, I got different things. I was called Q13 deletion syndrome. In that case, that causes you to have dyslexia, where I have glasses. Schizophrenia.
At 4 years old, Warner was adopted from Haiti and brought to Winchester, Indiana. After graduating from high school, he had to think about his life.
At first, I had no intentions of being independent for a little bit, but I guess what drove me was is that I want to be like, not really normal, but I want to be like what everybody else has. I want what everybody else has.
However, an accident would change his life. In 2016, a combination of things, from his medication to wanting to play chicken to the thought of ending his own life, led him to the train tracks. The moment he realized he didn't want to get hit by the train,
I heard this voice that said, "Move your butt."
But it was too late.
But instead of going all the way under and run over, it took my ankle and just snapped it and just threw me.
He was rushed over to the hospital. The event left a mark, both physically with the scars.
I make a ha-ha joke. It looks like a train accident, tracks thing. Train says, "Good job, you survived me."
And mentally.
I want to sit here and just mope, maybe go to a nursing home the rest of my life or whatever this or that. Or I can stop acting like that and just pick myself up and see what I can do to keep going, you know. And that's what caused me to do that, you know, at the hospital. I wanted to give back for them helping me.
After months of recovery, Warner went to the Erskine Green Training Institute, a program for adults with disabilities. He enrolled in their healthcare program and was on the path to independence.
People don't have high expectations for many individuals that we serve.
The Institute's director, Megan Stevenson, helped build the program in 2016. When she was brought on, she had to answer a lot of questions to solve one big problem.
My job was kind of to create the structure for this post-secondary training program. So building relationships with the hotel, the restaurant, and the hospital staff, learning the jobs, figuring out how long these training programs needed to be, how we should go about training them, what type of staffing we needed.
People with disabilities are facing low employment. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics in 2024 said that only 22.7% of people with a disability are employed. Programs like those at EGTI are looking to improve those numbers.
It's a complicated reason why. And there's such a high unemployment rate in people with disabilities. And I don't know that there's one reason, but we do know that developing skills leads to better employment outcomes, and that's what EGTI is trying to do, is to develop skills.
Warner has now worked at the hospital for 5 years in a position that fits like a glove.
Yeah, it's like a job, you know, but I come here, clock in, but you know what? It's really fun. We're like family. I got a great boss. I got a great crew. We help each other out if I don't understand something. Yeah, it's my boss right there.
Warner's leader, Jordan Starks.
Seen as though Ronnie is not somebody with a disability anymore. That stigma has kind of gone away in our department. We know the training they've given. We've known the training they've got. They probably receive training to be better transporters than what we offer here at the hospital through Erskine Green.
I think people should look at us as give us a chance.
And for Warner, it was a chance at life in two ways. In Muncie, Daniel Huber, IPR News.